Lift that name high until one day His mighty name in the earth shall sway, and sin and death, distress and pain shall be no more, for Christ shall reign. Lift that name high, Jesus shall reign, and kings shall follow in His train. Lift that name high, all names above, the name of Him we own and love. Lift that name high, for every knee shall bow to Him, Jesus shall see. Fruit of His cross when earth shall bring her tribute to her Lord and King.
Your name high.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we lift your name high.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Our mighty, conquering, coming King.
Amen.
Amen.
Lift that name high.
Amen.
To that high tower.
Amen.
We flee in every trial hour.
Amen.
Satisfied and free.
That's right.
For Jesus' name is victory.
Jesus' name is victory.
Is victory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Oh, in your name we are saved.
Amen.
So saved.
Amen.
Sheltered, satisfied, and free.
Amen.
Precious name.
Amen.
Oh, this is part of our eternal portion.
Amen.
Lift your name high.
Amen.
Right, you are the victorious one in us.
Amen.
This morning we lift your name high.
Amen.
Oh, we are free to enjoy you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
We tell you this morning we love you.
Amen. Jesus, with our tongues
the enjoyment of our days. Calling Jesus is to call the one we love.
Of the name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you. You've been consummated.
Amen.
Oh, you're the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we call and get the person of that name.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You're so available to us.
Amen.
So enjoyable.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So real to us.
Amen.
So Lord, hallelujah. We bring you in and we get you.
Amen.
Salvation in this name.
Amen.
When we call your name, we get a living person.
Amen.
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 Salvation in no other name.
Amen.
Thank you for your name.
Amen.
Person.
Amen.
You're the Spirit.
Amen.
Process.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your name.
Amen.
Oh, salvation is in your name.
Amen.
Oh, yes. You've been consummated.
Amen.
All that you are is in the name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, the reality is in Jesus.
Amen.
What a precious name.
Amen.
What a glorious name.
Amen.
Reach to those who call upon your name. Enjoy you by calling.
Amen.
Thank you for this name.
Amen.
We were given this name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we call this name, we're saved.
Amen.
When we call this name, we are just supplied.
Amen.
Your name is precious.
Amen.
Confession.
Amen.
Your name is wonderful.
Amen.
Your name is so precious.
Amen.
Calling on you is the enjoyment of our day.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Calling Jesus is to call the one we love. Amen.
Calling Jesus is to call the one we love.
Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Why don't we continue calling with the hymn 1336? That is from Psalm 116.
Amen.
What shall I give unto the
Lord? Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
What shall I give unto the Lord?
has planned and will.
Amen.
Woe is now our portion.
Amen.
In this cup.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there's a salvation in this cup.
Amen.
Oh, we'd like to call upon your name.
Amen.
Receive your salvation.
Amen.
Remember all you have done for us.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you in this portion, all we have.
Amen.
Oh, all that God has planned and will.
Amen.
In this portion, we secure.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for securing this portion for us.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we had a meaningless life. Oh, we went from vanity to reality. Oh, to satisfaction of satisfaction.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for filling our life with meaning.
Amen.
Call us into your eternal purpose.
Amen.
Become our portion.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Oh, what a full salvation.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for what you've accomplished.
Amen.
You brought us out of a meaningless life.
Amen.
Into the meaning of the universe.
Amen.
Lord, praise you for what you have done.
Amen.
What a full salvation.
Amen.
That's crazy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All in all.
Amen.
Thank you for granting us this portion.
Amen.
We can just partake the cup of salvation.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
By calling your name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's continue with 223.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to walk in you.
Amen.
We want to follow you, but also walk in you.
Amen.
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 On the table of thy love, with the bread, the cup is spread, by partaking of these signs, we with thee overflowing cup divine.
time. Here in love we drink this cup, in remembrance, Lord, of thee. Thus in spirit we partake all thy work on Calvary.
Amen. Overflowing cup divine.
Amen.
Heavenly taste do we enjoy.
Amen.
In this cup of God's design.
Amen. Amen.
All that God has planned and will.
Amen.
This portion we secure.
Amen.
Bring us into your original intention.
Yes. Amen.
What you planned for man.
Amen.
Covering us.
Amen.
Back to God's original intention.
Amen.
Thank you for redemption.
Amen.
Oh, but also thank you for full salvation.
Amen.
You're making us sons.
Amen.
You're bringing us back to God's intention.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
You are also bringing us back to the Father's house.
Amen.
Enjoy all the rich of Christ is.
Amen.
Thank you for this love feast.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, brought us back.
Amen.
Back to God's will.
Amen.
Back to God's purpose.
Amen. Oh, thank you. We're in God's will. Amen.
We are in God's purpose.
Amen.
Oh, we're here enjoying your rich dispensing.
Amen.
Oh, being made the same as God.
Amen.
Oh, in life and in nature.
Amen.
Or by eating and drinking you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful will.
Amen.
Thank you, we've been included.
Amen.
Thank you, we have a share.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. We have a share in this allotted portion.
Amen.
Oh, the beginning of the weekend, we can enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, we true worship you by eating and drinking of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All that God has planned and will.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This portion we secure.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I cannot breathe enough of thee, O gentle breeze of love, more fragrant than the myrtle tree. The henna flower is to me the balm of heaven above, the balm of heaven above. I cannot gaze enough on thee, thou fair.
place of radiancy.
Amen.
I see such beauty there.
Amen. Father, how we thank you for your son.
Amen.
Oh, what a portion you've given to us.
Amen.
Oh, in every aspect, he's beautiful.
Amen.
Oh, we treasure him, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the son.
Amen.
Oh, we see beauty.
Amen.
We see you.
Amen.
We see the son, we see you.
Amen.
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 To express you.
Amen.
You are making Christ the Son to be everything to us.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you are still working yourself and mingle yourself with us.
Amen.
Bring us fully into sonship.
Amen.
Father, we worship you.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful eternal plan.
Amen.
Oh, that we Amen. Would be in Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
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 He chose us in the sun.
Amen.
He placed us in the sun.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your good pleasure.
Amen.
Your good pleasure is toward us.
Amen.
Oh, what love you have sent to us in the Son.
Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
Respond to your love this morning.
Amen.
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 Right. Amen. Yes. Thank you,
Amen.
Father, for your good pleasure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful to be in God's house.
Amen.
Amen. With the appreciators of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the wonderful triune God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to transition to the prophesying meeting. And we're in week two. And the title of this week is God Calling Us According to His Own Purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we'd like to read the verses in groups. So why don't we begin
Amen.
With day one.
Yes.
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace,
Amen.
In whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will,
and to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, and he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Therefore, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father, who is in the heavens. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you.
Enter into the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter through it, because narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life. And few are those who find it.
Amen. 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 Good morning, saints. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah for his holy word.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your word.
Amen.
Lord, this morning, unveil your will to us.
Amen.
Amen. So the title of these series of messages is Being a Vessel Unto Honor, a Fully Equipped Man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. This title embraces all eight messages, and all of these eight messages come from 2 Timothy, but actually from a particular angle of 2 Timothy, the kind of person we need to be to live in the reality of God's economy. Last week, we covered the matter in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, about to be the need to be a particular kind of a person who fans into flame the gift of God within.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, to fan into flame, it doesn't necessarily take too much, you know, just the dying embers. Someone was relating to me their experience overseas where in the evening they would have a fire, and early in the morning they would take a fireplace bellow, and just with a couple of pushes there, it was enough to supply the oxygen to ignite those smoldering embers and ashes into a flame. So we like to be exercising spirit people.
Amen.
But it doesn't take much. Just, oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
And so that was last week, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. This week, we're going to two verses over to verse 9. And this is actually the first of 3 points where it gives the scriptural basis. 2 Timothy 1:9.
Right.
Who has saved us and called us according to his own purpose. He has saved us from a meaningless human life.
Amen.
And called us to his purpose.
Amen.
And saints, may his purpose become our purpose.
Amen.
That was the case with Paul, right? In this verse, it mentions God's purpose. And two chapters later, Paul says to Timothy, you've closely followed my purpose.
Amen.
So not only may the desires of his heart become the desires of our heart, but may his purpose become our purpose.
Amen.
So then the big question is, what is God's purpose?
Right.
Good question. That's Roman numeral 2.
Right.
And saints, I'm going to read the definition, but you know, if it was possible, as if you'd never heard it before. I know many of us have, but you know, with just fresh ears and fresh eyes,
amen.
Lord, unveil us to see your purpose.
Amen. Amen.
God's purpose is to dispense himself into you. To dispense himself into you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here's a vessel. Dispense himself into you.
Amen.
Oh, it's so good, saints. To dispense himself into his chosen and redeemed people, to make them the same as he is in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, for his enlarged and expanded expression. To say we become God in the Godhead is heretical. But to not say that we become God in life and nature is unbelief,
right?
The children have the same life and nature as their father, but they do not have their father's person. And then that brings us, I think it's an A, to the matter of the book of Job. I appreciated this point. The book of Job poses a great question of two parts concerning God's purpose. What is God's purpose in creating man? And what is God's purpose in dealing with his people? The great answer to that great question, it's not found in the book of Job. It's found in the New Testament, right? And that great answer is God's economy, right? His plan to dispense himself into man, right, as we just mentioned. And I just repeat a phrase from last week, God's only goal in time is to dispense himself into us day by day.
Amen.
You know, in the matter of with Job, it describes him in chapter 1, verse 1, as perfect and upright, who feared God and turned away from evil. It also mentions Job's possessions. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camel, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a great many servants. And although Job was full of attainments, and although Job was full of possessions, saints, he was not full of God. God's purpose is not to have a good man, but to have a God man. God's purpose is not to have a man of ethics, but a man of God.
Amen.
We can see a man of God when we turn to the book of Acts.
Amen.
Stephen, just briefly here, in Acts 6:5, they chose Stephen, a man full of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the word in Greek for full means to be filled inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next chapter, Acts 7:55, Stephen being full of the Holy Spirit. And the Greek word here means to be filled outwardly. So Stephen was a man full of God, both inwardly and outwardly. Lord, make me a man of God. Right? We can just pray, you know, even just like a heart prayer, you know, even right now. Lord, I want to be a man of God. Fill me inwardly, fill me outwardly. And then this brings us to the third point. In order to live a life for the fulfillment of God's purpose, we must know and do the will of God.
Amen.
What is the will of God? And in Colossians, a really good verse and a prayer, Colossians 1:9, therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will.
Amen.
And again, at the end of that, the last chapter, Epaphras greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God.
Amen.
God's will is Christ in the context of Colossians, the all-inclusive Christ. And in Ephesians 1, his will is the church, the organic body of Christ. And as I think we will have, because I've run out of time, the Father's will in Matthew 7.
Amen.
And there's a lot more to say about that.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, we have a special morning this morning because we're all going to have more opportunities to prophesy.
Yeah.
So we're going to break up into groups like we have done one other time in the past. And the process is going to be much simpler this time. We're not going to go around and count off and do all that kind of stuff. So what we did, we took the directory and everyone that's listed in Central District, and we divided us all up into seven groups. Seven groups. So group one is right here. Group two is over there where those roses are. Group three is out that door.
The door.
That's going to be over at Ursula and Lily's. Okay. Group four is over in this corner. Group five is over in this corner. Group six is out that door. That's over at the cabin across, straight across. Okay, so those are the, and group seven is back in that corner. Okay, so these are the seven groups. And you may ask, how do I know my group? We tried to do it by geography, but I don't know that we had a great success. But anyway, generally it's by geography, so you can get to know some of the ones maybe that you didn't know lived generally in the area of the city that you live. Okay, and then we have the environs, I guess, the provinces that are out, and so we brought them into different groups as well. So concerning your groups, if you get to that QR code, you can see the whole list of names. There's an alpha list of names with a group beside it, and it's alpha by your first name. So if your name begins with Chris, like me, then you're pretty close to the beginning. If your name is Zoe, you're going to be at the bottom of that list. We also have physical copies here on this board of what group you're in. But are y'all able to get that QR code from your seat? Sorry, we didn't make it big enough, but. Okay, so anyway, you can take a minute now to figure out what, yes? Okay, if you're not in a group because you're not on this list, go with someone near you or the person you came with. Okay, and if you regularly meet but you're not on this list, then you need to go to the directory to change your district to Central District. Because this is basically everyone that's listed in the directory under Central District. So if you want to be in the directory under Central, then you have to go there and do that. Or we can help you maneuver a little bit to get your district updated. The sisters have been trying to do some updating recently, so. But hopefully this list is pretty accurate. I believe it is, but we'll see after we go through this exercise. So again, if you go to the QR code, you can find your name and your group there, or you can read on this physical list, and it's by first name. So we're going to go to our groups for 30 minutes and then try to be back here by 11:20. And then when we come back, we're going to have a little bit of overflow from the groups, and then we'll have the closing word about 11:30, okay? So find your group, go there, try to be back here by about 11:20. Join with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, he's the very center.
Amen.
He's ruling on the throne.
Amen.
By his life, the power.
Amen.
We're kept in one.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we have just a few more minutes for overflow before we do the closing. So if someone would like to pop up and just share a little bit of your enjoyment from the groups, now's the time. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
First of all, I'd just like to say I thought doing it in these groups was excellent.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, it's more intimate. You kind of, even the folks you don't know, you kind of get the feeling maybe I know them a little bit better now.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is that, like one of the sisters said, we have to have the supply morning by morning.
Amen.
If we have the supply, we've got a shot at walking in the restricted walk that will gain us the Lord's approval.
Amen. 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 Amen.
This Wednesday morning, I was speaking to Brother Chris on morning time, and I told him that I've been considering 2 Chronicles, where it says, if my people will turn to me, pray, and I will heal their land. And something caught my attention, and that is, I will heal their land. I said, Lord, what, their land? Why not them? Why don't, aren't you healing us, the person? Mm-hmm. But he said, I will heal their land. And as Chris pointed out, if you go and see famines and so on happening in the land. But I considered this, and I went back, Chris, after I was speaking, and I went to the meeting of the church. And,
yeah.
And then Brother Lee says, this is the ground that God needs to gain in us.
Amen.
And this is what I realized.
Amen.
This ground is our heart.
That's right.
Amen.
And so the land that he said he will heal is our heart.
Amen.
And how does he heal this land? How does he heal our heart?
Mm-hmm.
Oneness. Mm. There is no healing of God apart from oneness with God.
Amen.
And we have this saying, the ground of oneness.
Right.
What was that?
And one another.
Yeah.
The ground of oneness isn't just our meeting in a particular locality. It's our meeting in a particular locality according to three things the Father says. According to our grouping, that's our meeting. According to our fellowship with God. And one more thing. According to our taking God as our ruling and reigning.
Amen.
Brother Lee says that if there is one of those three missing, there is no church.
Yeah.
Not my words, his words.
Yeah.
There is no church if one of those three are missing. We have the grouping, and we have the fellowship. But do we have the ruling and reigning at all times, in all places?
Amen. Amen.
This is what he said is the hardest. Yeah. This is what we struggle against.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, even when we say Lord Jesus, if we don't have the ruling, we're being hypocrites. Because that word Lord, that word Lord, Lord, He is ruling.
Amen. He is the key.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If you might gain us in this, Lord.
Amen.
Ruling and reigning, Lord.
Yeah, I can't wait anymore. Sorry, brother. All the truths are in the Bible.
Amen.
Right? And the Bible, right, is a gospel book. So what we need to do? Go out and spread the good news. I want to tell you all, because the whole week is on the gospel. And I just want to focus on day 2 and 3, because this ministry unveil us God's economy.
Right.
Everything we must see God's economy. God only interested to do something with Christ and the church.
Right.
Who are we? We become the church. Okay? And you look at the Brother Lee mentioned this. Three things. Do not forget. So I kept it in my heart. What are the three things in day 2? Christ goes through the process in his resurrection. He brought his what? Humanity into divinity.
Yes.
Three things happened. Why? He designated to be the firstborn son of God.
Yeah.
That means a lot. And then that means there are many followers. Because he also, as the last item, become life-giving spirit. The spirit get into every one of us.
Yeah.
Regenerates. That big divine birth, we can become many brothers of Christ.
Amen.
And we are the many sons. But the many sons need to what? Enjoy this wonderful Christ. To be what? Under his, in his, be involved with the triune God, mingle with triune God, and allow him to work into us, dispensing him into us. Eventually, we'll be brought into the full sonship. A little kid cannot fight. And you have to be a mature son.
Amen.
And then, so that mature one will know God's will. That's later on, day 4, 5, 6. But I want to emphasize this. the church is not a small thing. It has God, it ties in with God's purpose. Mm-hmm. That is in day three. We need to all see that in three aspects. First aspect, God is doing something by what sanctify the church. Why? Right? Through his word.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. Sanctify them in the truth. And your word is truth. And in his word, why? Right, he cleans us and washes us. Amen. Since we need to spend time in his word. Be saturated with his word. And then number two, that's the most important thing, is we display God's multifarious wisdom. This way, you've been using church. You know what? Okay, we'll go back.
Amen.
Not only men were created, before men were created, angels were also created. They call it what? Sons of God.
Amen.
Small s. And we are what? Different creature created by God, also become sons of God through maturity. You know what's the wisdom? God can defeat the enemy in split a second, but instead, he went through the whole process, incorporated with the man, and this man become overcoming bright in Revelation. And what happened? This overcomer with the Christ through the wedding feast, and we put on the uniform, our wedding garment. Mm. And what's the weapon? The word of God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
To pierce through the Satan. So eventually, this overcomer will defeat the Satan. And God using this creature to defeat that creature.
Amen.
Right? This son of God defeat that son of God.
Amen.
Small s, okay?
Amen.
And that is his wisdom. And so he went through the process to work himself into man. And the third item is what? To head up all things in Christ through the church. That means the church has to take a lead to be headed up by holding Christ as the head. When we do that, then the whole universe, all things created by God will be all heading up. Since we need to be brought into the full sonship. So today we enjoy this wonderful Christ. We got to see God's economy. And everything we are going through is for our purpose. The body gets built up, the bride will make herself ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the Lord building up the church.
Amen.
To become a sign. Just like to give, hopefully, just a 5 minutes, I think, just to keep time. Just a closing word, a concluding word to this week's ministry. And, appreciate the opening word, just kind of laying out, this whole matter of God's calling us according to his purpose, his own purpose. And, there was a point in this first point that our brother touched, and that is 2 Timothy 1:9 tells us that he has saved us and called us with a holy calling according to his own purpose. And so there's a little point that says, God saved us and called us according to his own purpose, and now his purpose should become our purpose.
Amen.
And so for this, there is the need to take God's view.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, I've been around many, many Christians over many years, and they've always said, what is God's purpose for my life? But the Bible does not reveal God's purpose for all these individual Christians
That's
and
right.
people. Yeah. No, God reveals his plan, his purpose, according to his own purpose.
Yes.
And so the question is, how does his purpose become our purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a matter of two key organs, our spirit and our heart. And this is the first point that I just want to underline as a concluding word. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. The apostle prayed a prayer in Ephesians, which the book of Ephesians is according to God's purpose. It says that he may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. So there is a need of a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
And it says, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
Amen.
So there is a need that our heart be enlightened again and again, so that we may see what we have been called into, which is according to God's own purpose.
Amen.
So with that said, Lord, my spirit,
Amen.
Lord, my heart,
Amen.
Lord, I want to see the full knowledge of your will,
Amen.
The full knowledge of your purpose. Even we can even pray, Lord, fill me with the full knowledge,
Amen.
Right? Okay, that's the first point in this that I wanted to underline or highlight. The second one is in Roman numeral 2, and I really feel there's a lot to say here, but I'd like to just reread again Roman numeral 2. God's eternal purpose is to dispense himself into his chosen and redeemed people, to make them the same as he is in life and nature, but not in the Godhead, for his enlarged and expanded expression. This is a packed, dense statement, dear brothers and sisters, but I'd like to hone in on just one word. Dispense himself.
Yeah.
Dispense himself. If we take the whole Bible is on a wonderful, glorious person, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But for him to be life to us, he had to become a man. Even he created everything for his own will.
Yeah.
Revelation 4:11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But he created everything. But in the Old Testament, there's no humanity. God mingled with humanity. But in the New Testament, he becomes a man. He goes and accomplishes on the cross. He died an all-inclusive death to accomplish redemption.
Amen.
And then he resurrected.
Amen.
And he ascended. Amen. To become the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
This is the economy of God.
Amen.
It is centered on a wonderful person.
Amen.
And God has given us his son so that he can just do one thing.
Yes.
To dispense himself into his chosen and redeemed people.
Amen.
And so for this, what's the purpose of that? It's for the fulfillment, for the accomplishment of his eternal purpose.
Amen.
That is that he wants an enlarged and expanded expression of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is the organic body of Christ.
Amen.
The more he dispenses himself into us,
yeah.
Oh, the more he accomplishes his eternal purpose.
Yeah.
I want to read day 2. So in order for this, we have to see that if he is the life-giving spirit, if he is the consummated spirit, that means that everything of the triune God comes with him.
Amen.
Everything, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, everything. We receive everything.
Amen.
Okay, day 2 says, the spirit is the consummation of the triune God. We Christians should just deal with the spirit.
Just deal with the spirit.
Since we have life and live by him, we also should walk by him.
Amen.
Galatians 5:25. We should pray by the Spirit. Read the Bible by the Spirit. Love others by the Spirit. And preach the gospel by the Spirit. In day 3, he says, God is working himself into us and mingling himself with us so that we may be holy, absolutely sanctified by him, in him, and with him.
Amen.
And look at this statement. Every bit of our human nature will be mingled with the divine
Amen.
Nature.
Every bit.
Every bit.
Every bit.
Dear saints, every
Amen.
Bit.
Amen.
The Lord is taking fallen human sinners, and he is reconstituting us with himself
Amen.
To become the very sons
Amen.
That express his organic body.
Amen.
So this is the crucial point.
Amen.
This is the answer to Job's right dilemma.
Yeah.
Human loss. Who does not have loss? But as God's chosen people, he gives us a loss so that he may gain our heart, so that he may make home in our heart. And the last thing I just finished with, and that is according to the last point, it's the matter of our living.
Yeah,
we need to walk on the, enter in through the narrow gate and walk the constricted way. And you know what? The Lord has given us, he's given us himself as the consummated spirit, but he's also given us his wise word. So that we may walk according to his wise word. The Lord uses an illustration of the prudent man that built his house upon the rock. What is that rock there? It is his wise word based upon Matthew 5-7. So if we take in his word, we have the assurance that we can walk this way, that we can walk according to God's will, according to God's purpose.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're the chosen.
Amen.
We're the redeemed ones.
Amen.
We've been called into his eternal purpose.
Amen.
And may his desire become our desire.
Amen.
May his purpose become our purpose.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
May his desire become Amen. Our desire.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
So we'll end here. And before we have announcements, any visitors or new ones or anyone that would like to introduce themselves to this section now? How about here? This section?
I am Sonia from Pittsburgh. I'm visiting my son in Austin.
Amen. And this section, did I already save this section? Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so this week we continue in our truth pursuit, right? Life study of Galatians number 9 and 10. I don't know if you all maybe share something afterwards about the corporate time or so, but there's a corporate prayer meeting not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. It's February 19th, and following the prayer meeting, there will be some fellowship on the God-ordained way in the vital groups.
Amen.
There's the New Morning Revival book. We'll be in week three,
yeah.
And it's available. I guess they came in. They were out. So we can get those in the book room. The South Texas, there's a conference. The South Texas conference registration by February 9th, which is what? Today, right? Today. So important. European Young People and Family Conference is being held from July 27th to August 2nd. There's some places. Some of us have been able to go to this conference, and it is life-changing. And so the pre-registration opens on February 16th, and places go quickly. So, and the links are here in the announcements. There's a corporate sisters gathering on February 23rd. It will be on the Lord's Day from 3:30 to 5:30 here at the meeting hall. The next full-time training center in London. There's a need to vastly expand the full-time training center in London, which is crucial for the Lord's move in all of Europe.
Amen.
However, the funds have run out. The church in Austin would like to contribute $50,000. If you feel to make an offering for this purpose through the church offering box, please designate your offering with the words FTTL or London Training Center. And then lastly, there's a shepherding trips report at the following link that's included there. You can click on the link and get updated on the shepherding reports that are continuing to be taking place in Europe. And so is there anything else? There's the children. Do we need to make an announcement? Oh yeah, and I'm sorry. Next week there's a race, and there'll be all kinds of street closures. And if you have any questions about being able to get to the meeting around the campus mainly, they'll be closed until 10 o'clock. Andrew Liu is the one to go to. He's got the information.
Yeah.
So as far as the kids, the toddlers are in 102, K through 3rd are on the playground, and 4 through 6 are in girls. Are in cabin 107. The boys, of course, are on the playground. And also, if you've struggled to find a group, a corporate truth pursuit group to go through Galatians with, feel free to join us in the evening, 9:30 to 9:45. We do it Monday through Saturday, and you can get the link from the Saints. It's actually in the announcements, the link to the meeting.
Okay. Yeah. It's wonderful. Some of us read together maybe one or two days a week. But on the days when we don't do it together, we can jump in on this. It's always, it's like a restaurant. It's always there. It's always open.
Always open.
Amen. Amen.